guitar.
No fear. No political correctness. No wokeism. You're listening to Underground USA.
Thanks for listening, downloading, and sharing. My name is Frank Salvato. Before I get into anything, I'd like to thank everyone who reached out to me and offered up prayers and well wishes during my time under medical care. I appreciate each and every one of you. And before we get into the meat of what I want to address, now comes news that our Catholic president has banned religious-themed eggs from the White House Easter egg festivities. Instead, he's celebrating Easter as an LGBTQ awareness celebration. Funny, when I went to Catholic school, we understood the holiday to signify Jesus rising from the dead and the forgiveness of sins for all who believed in him. Damn deceitful nuns. If you listen to the media, or the stick-up-the-ass puppet heads at the White House or U.S. State Department, and we touch on this in today's segment of America's Third Watch, Joe Biden and his administration are staunch supporters of Israel in her struggle against Hamas. The only problem is this. All of Biden's actions and all of the actions of his subordinates prove exactly the opposite. We need to be crystal clear on one point. Hamas is a U.S. State Department designated terror organization. That designation makes them not only an enemy of the United States, but also an enemy of the West and the free world. They are in the same category as ISIS, the Taliban, Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda. Another point that needs to be understood is that the overwhelming majority of the Palestinian people support Hamas, not only as their elected government, but also in their actions. 72% of the Palestinian people, according to the Palestinian Center for Policy Survey and Research, believe and support Hamas's decision to attack Israel and her people on October 7th of last year, and support for Hamas has risen in Gaza and more than tripled in the West Bank. Now let's take into account that the UN, not the most Israel-friendly institution on the global stage, has concluded there were reasonable grounds to believe sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, occurred at several locations during the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas militants and most likely continues to this day. And now let's dispense with the bullshit that Iran is not orchestrating the whole thing, that it's not funding, coordinating, and providing tactical support for the unprovoked carnage Hamas has exacted on the Israeli people. Through it all, the Biden administration has maintained the intellectually stunted desire to effect a two-state solution, a result that Hamas and the Palestinian people do not want. Through it all, the Biden administration has continuously pushed for a ceasefire which only acts as a hudna for Hamas. Through it all, the Biden administration has fortified the Iranian mullahs with tens of billions of dollars, money only an imbecile wouldn't recognize as fueling not only the terror state's desire for a nuclear weapon, but also the Hamas offensive and possibly the ensuing Hezbollah offensive. And at no time has Mr. Biden acknowledged Iran's role in the murderous rampage. At no time has Mr. Biden acknowledged Hamas's desire to eradicate the Israeli people from the face of the earth. And at no time has Biden sought to quell the grotesque levels of anti-Semitism emanating from the far left and youth of his political party right here in the United States. And at no time has Biden or his team or supporters done anything to exhibit support for Israel. In fact, they have gone so far as to initiate interference in that sovereign nation's elections by lobbying for regime change. So it's a blatant and bald-faced lie that the Biden administration, or Obama 2.0, they're both the same, supports Israel. It doesn't. It is aiding and abetting a designated terrorist organization and advancing Hamas-produced propaganda that the poor Palestinian people are destitute and oppressed at the hands of Israel. They are not. They are destitute and oppressed at the hands of Hamas, the terror organization they support, which makes them complicit in that terrorism. Let's put it this way. When the United States was tracking al-Qaeda through the Tora Bora region of Afghanistan after the slaughter on September 11th, how would we as Americans have responded to another country forcing a ceasefire onto our military forces with bin Laden within reach? We would have laughed and taken the kill shot. Israel should have that right too. It's just a shame its closest ally, the United States, has a Hamas-supporting imbecile at the helm. And as we prepare to celebrate Easter, here's something to consider. Jesus Christ was a Jew. How would Hamas and the Palestinians who support them have treated him? After these messages, today's segment at America's Third Watch, broadcast on the Genesis and Salem Communications Networks.
When someone is having a stroke, every minute counts. Just as putting out a fire quickly can stop it from spreading, treating a stroke quickly can reduce damage to the brain. The clock begins ticking as soon as you spot the signs of a stroke, because some treatments can only be used if the patient reaches the hospital in the first 3 hours after symptoms appear. So don't wait. Call 911 right away and get the person to a hospital immediately, even if the symptoms go away. If you think someone is having a stroke, remember the word FAST. F is for face. Ask the person to smile and check whether one side of their face is drooping. A is for arms. Have the person raise both arms and see if one arm drifts downwards. S is for speech. Ask the person to repeat a short phrase and notice if their words sound slurred. And finally, T is for time. If you spot any of these signs, call 911 right away to get the person to a hospital fast. Strokes are medical emergencies. The sooner a patient gets treatment, the better their chance of a good recovery.
State Farm says they're a good neighbor. But would a good neighbor target five-year-olds for conversations about sexual identity? State Farm did. For 6 months, they asked employees to donate guides to being transgender to public schools. Books aimed at making kindergartners question their identity. How do parents know where State Farm put these books? What's State Farm doing about it? Visit AskStateFarmWhy.com.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Making his triumphant return here to the program this morning. So glad to have it back with us. Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com and author of the book, Nullification. It's great to have you back, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. I missed that a lot. Frank, you've been under the weather a little bit, but I was telling everybody as we went through this week that you're going to be coming back here on Friday. So here we are. And I know a lot of people have been pulling for you out there. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it. It was a little bit more than under the weather. I spent some time in the hospital. Let's just say that when you feel that something's going on with your ticker or with your head, pay attention to it because it can be serious. And I'm just very thankful for the people over at Good Samaritan Hospital and in Downers Grove, Illinois, where I was at the time, and the York Center Fire Department for making sure that I live to be on this side of the sod today.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, as I said, I know a lot of people have been pulling for you. I know there's a lot of folks on Facebook that I've seen as well that have just been giving you good wishes and prayers. You've been in all of our prayers, and I know how scary this must have been. But of course, as a former firefighter and a paramedic, obviously this you kind of knew what was going on pretty quick.
Yeah, I knew what was going on. I'm very thankful for my girlfriend CJ, who's an ex-nurse, who realized it immediately that something was wrong and insisted that action be taken. That's another thing. If you feel something's wrong, don't wait, because time is of the essence in certain instances. So I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be here. And I'm very thankful for everybody who reached out to find out what was going on, offered me prayers and everything else. It is greatly appreciated, and I'm thankful for you.
Indeed. Well, and thank the Lord that you're doing so well. That's what I have to say, absolutely. Well, Frank, of course, there's a lot going on. And just in the intro right there, we had the fallen police officer who was being honored at basically the same time that President Biden swooped into town to have $100,000 pictures taken. There couldn't be a greater dichotomy going on here.
Well, let me make a splash my first day back in a week and a half.
Yeah.
And say that Joe Biden really proved himself to be a royal piece of crap. He really did. Did he even go to see the family? Did he reach out to them at all? No. But you had a former president who is under attack by the elected representatives of New York City and New York State. He goes to and honors this man with his presence at the funeral. So it does speak volumes about the character of these two men. One is a money-grubbing a-hole, and the other one actually cares about people who wear a badge. So if you believe that we need a law enforcement in this country, if you think that a police officer's life is worth something, that a country built on law and order is a better a country than one built on chaos and deception, I think your choice is clear in November.
You got that exactly right. I mean, very well said. And, well, by the way, we also understand that Tunnel to Towers is really stepping up here. They're paying off the mortgage for the widow's Long Island home. Of course, they have the one-year-old son. I mean, this is so heartbreaking that we can't even express it.
Tunnel to Towers, a great organization. If you're looking for an organization to support, that's one of them. Most all of your dollar goes to where it's supposed to go, which is a far cry from a lot of places. In a tragedy like this, we're all supposed to step back for a moment and reflect. Instead, you had three Democrat presidents who couldn't bother to even contact the family.
Yeah.
So what does that say about not only those three men, but the organization they represent, which is the Democrat Party? If you vote Democrat, you've got to start being outraged at the selfishness.
Indeed. And the out-and-out elitism at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're not connecting with working people or, hardworking Americans. They're so far up in an ivory tower, it's not even funny.
As my girlfriend CJ says, we are living the Hunger Games. You have the elitist class who live in Capital City, and everybody else lives in District 12.
I think you're right. That's exactly the analogy. That's what it feels like. Well, Frank, I noticed earlier that they're bringing in the largest crane on the Eastern Seaboard is being brought into Baltimore to help and assist in clearing away the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And as a firefighter, I've really been interested to get your take on how that whole thing unfolded and certainly how the rescues might have been approached. I mean, when something that catastrophic happens, how do the first responders even begin to size up what's happening?
Well, as odd as it sounds, there is training and protocol for this. Even in the midst of chaos, you try to train for something of this magnitude. Hard to do, but it's you have a general idea of what you're supposed to be doing in instances like that. So I commend the first responders for being able to respond in the middle of the night, getting jolted out of bed to do what they had to do. Thank God there were only, and I know that sounds horrible to say because I grieve with those who lost their lives during this tragedy, but thank God there were only eight. It could have been so much worse if it would have happened during rush hour. So much worse. I've been over that bridge a bunch of times. I used to live out in Annapolis, and I went into Baltimore a lot. It's a major bridge out there. So it really could have been something that would have made the history books far beyond where it made because of what happened. So you respond with the protocol. You do staging areas, and everybody's got a task. Everybody knows where they're supposed to go stage and what their duties are. And if you follow the standard operating procedure correctly in a catastrophe like that, you can minimize the loss of life and maximize recovery or rescue. In this instance, there was just a lot of recovery.
Indeed, indeed. Well, and of course, it did happen in the middle of the night, basically. The temperature of the water was very cold. The temperature outside was about 30 degrees, from what I recall. And obviously, you're dealing with water. You're dealing with almost an inaccessible area to get to. It would be so overwhelming. But as you said, I mean, they do train for this. I mean, and that to me is just, again, overwhelming because the bravery that needs to be there to go into that kind of situation, to me, is just really something.
Well, when you train, and you're dedicated to the training and you have the right equipment, you can do a lot of good things. Dry suits getting in the water help the rescue personnel not succumb to hypothermia the way a victim would. Having the right equipment in the rescue vehicles is something that is a local type of flavor when it comes to what you carry on your rigs. But you are going into the unknown, and it's unsafe. So when you pass by your fire departments and your rescue squad's houses, and you see them just mulling around, it's after they've done their training on things like this. They're never idle. They're always trying to figure out new ways to save lives or to solidify tried and true ways that have served them over the ages. They're not just sitting around, you know, they're not just watching TV with their feet up. They've worked all day long to train. So, when you see them wiping down the vehicles or doing something outside the firehouse and it looks like they're just enjoying the day, that's after they've done all this stuff.
Well, and well-deserved, that's for sure. Well, you know, something else that we talk about frequently, Frank, is what happens with the radical Islamic jihadists, for one thing. Which, by the way, I think the CIA just recently, you know, was saying, well, we can't call them that anymore. We have to find some other terminology. So go figure. But we understand there's a report that ISIS is now calling for a Ramadan massacre of Christians and Jews by what they call lone wolves across Europe and Israel, to go out and do terrorist acts. I mean, what the heck?
You know, and this is going to sound harsh, but then again, it's me saying it. Screw the Biden CIA and their redefinition of what bloodthirsty, murderous, Islamo-fascist jackasses are, because that's what they are. They want you dead. They want the West to succumb to their knees to Islam. They want a global caliphate, and they use terror and murder and death to achieve it. So if you're trying to soft pedal ISIS, what kind of a jackass are you? We don't need to back away from understanding how vicious and barbarian like these people are. They saw the heads off people, and they do it on film to terrorize the public. And as we're seeing with Hamas, they will use sexual aggression as torture and then lie about who's actually doing it while they say, we need a ceasefire. We need a ceasefire. Why do we need a ceasefire? You're the ones who started it. You should be eradicated because you're a murderous bunch of barbarians, you know, who have no value for life whatsoever. So this redefining of what an Islamo-fascist terrorist is reprehensible. And if for no other reason, we should look at the immediate retooling of our intelligence community to stop it from soft-pedaling stuff like this. Our military should be feared around the world instead of laughed at like they were when we left Afghanistan. And our intelligence community should also be feared for the potency that they have. Not this get on a knee and capitulate to the worst type of human being on the planet. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. Yeah. So ISIS is calling for a massacre on Ramadan? That's who they are. It's supposed to be a holiday where they fast and think about their God. So what do? They want to sacrifice the infidel? How incredibly anciently barbarian is that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, we saw what happened near Moscow in the theater, and it was ISIS-K that claimed responsibility of that. One of my concerns, in addition to the loss of life that was terrible that happened there, is that that you would have lone wolves or you would have other cells, even in this country, to say, "Wow, look what they did! Let's go get on the news ourselves." That's my concern, is that sometimes these things are triggers or messages to say, now is the time to go do your mission.
Well, this one was pretty overt. Hey, we're calling on you to go do it.
Yeah, in this particular way, exactly. Absolutely.
You know, so what is their goal? They stated it. Can we listen to them?
Yeah.
You know, can we believe them? They stated what they want. It's like the Hamas charter. They don't want Israel to exist, but the Biden administration and the people on the far left and these idiots who are pro-Hamas in the streets protesting here in the United States, they want us, well, let's just ignore that and say that they're the victims. They're not. They want the eradication of an entire people. And if you think it's going to stop with Israel, it's not. They've proved it through history. That the caliphate must rule the world. Just take a look at the Islamic influence going all the way back to the Ottoman Empire and how it's ebbed and flowed in the conquest that they've done throughout the land there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the phrase you just used as well. I mean, they're trying to eradicate a people. They're trying to commit genocide. I mean, and we hear this on a regular basis. And it's almost like, well, people would think, well, it's so evil that can't be right. But what you just described, that's exactly what they want to do.
They call Trump Hitler, but you have to understand that the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who sided with Hitler during World War II, they never gave an unconditional surrender. So they're still at war with the West.
Once again, the telephone number, folks, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and also, of course, author of the book Nullification. And Frank, you know, people can go over to Amazon, correct? And find your book over there.
Absolutely. Just look up Nullification. It'll pop up. When it first came out, it was number one in government and politics, which I was shocked at, pleasantly so. But go on over there and pick it up. It's in paperback and Kindle. My hope is that you read it and then contact some trustworthy state officials, representatives, or people in the executive branch saying, hey, you know, this option is open to you when it comes to an overreaching federal government.
Well, indeed. And, you know, we get a lot of calls, especially regarding what's happened at the border, especially at El Paso. I don't think you and I got a chance to really talk about the, I guess, you know, this where they tore down the fence and and threw punches at the uniformed National Guard. I mean, this is the kind of thing that Governor Abbott is trying to get a hold of, and the federal government continues to just be AWOL on this.
Right, and this is an abdication of an obligation that is constitutional. It's certainly impeachment-worthy, but, you know, I don't want the laughing hyena in there, so I get why they won't do it. We've kind of put ourselves in a trick bag because people fell for Orange Man Bad last time. You know, they fell for it. It was a marketing tool that the left employed to smear this guy with the full weight of the media, and people bought it. They didn't think for themselves. They didn't look at the policies that were put in place. They didn't look to see if they were economically better than they were before. They all they heard was COVID, 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 Orange Man Bad. And while they were listening to that in several states that are problematic, they started unconstitutionally switching the way the election law is, you know, without going through due process and proper channels. So, you know, you want to say it was stolen? I'll say it was manipulated. How's that? That they made the playing field unlevel. And that's not cool either. So the reason that you hear more and more people saying you need to think for yourself is so that we don't keep falling for the garbage that the media keeps trying to feed us. They're not on our side.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, let's head over to the telephone lines this morning. We've got Anthony in Tampa giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Frank Silvata.
Good morning, Kyle. And Frank, it's good to hear you back again. You're always a source of encouragement and enlightenment. So, you know, thank God that you're back. You're one of the pivotal moments of the program here, the platform. Again, going back to the media, no more complicit in two fronts. First, the fact that they not only downplayed, but they pretty much gave a pass to BLM, which were the inspiration of the surge against police officers around the country, indiscriminately taking out police officers while they were sitting in their cars or walking down the street or doing their jobs. I recall a first responder, a female that was stabbed in New York City and left to die on the sidewalk. And then we got the whole epidemic of the Palestinian radicals, which the media, and I'm going all out, was saying every segment of the media, national and local, are complicit in downplaying and just giving them a pass. Because I recall after the Super Bowl, what did one of the stations go completely to was a supposed suffering Palestinian and their accusations against Israel as being the oppressor. It's gotten to the point where, yeah, I agree with you. I think we need to shun the media because they're not on our side. They're not our friends. They come across as being friendly, but I don't know them, and they don't know me. The garbage they're spewing is totally disingenuous. It's false. It's misleading. And then again, going on to Trump, I figure if there's anybody else out there that has a better candidate to replace Trump against Biden, I'd wish they stand up and let us know, because right now, as we're winding down towards November of 24, he's the only guy that could have, he demonstrated himself in the prior 4 years. Mm-hmm. Who else is going to do that to the degree that he's going to stand up for police, he's going to stand up to protect our borders? All out, man. I mean, the economy. So, yeah, let's go and wake up, because you know, you've heard the reports of women getting slugged in the streets of New York City.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, that's the progressive left. They brought it upon themselves because they gave favoritism and support to BLM. And I'm talking about athletes also who gave a bended knee to BLM. And look what that's brought them. That's only encouraged them to spur out and start taking out their angst against Asians, elderly Asians, and against Jews.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's wake up, guys. We need to stand up and let's support the guy who can get us through this ordeal. Thank you so much. And God bless you, Frank. Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. I appreciate the call very much. Yeah, that's a great call, Frank. And, you know, can't argue with the stuff that he's saying. This is way out of control in so many respects.
So, first off, thanks for the kind words. They are deeply appreciated. Flattery will get you everywhere, Tony. What we have to start doing is thinking that the media, you know, think of it this way. What knowledge are we gleaning from their reports? We're not. In almost every instance, when the talking heads get on the screen, all they're doing is inflaming something. They're taking a side and just inflaming the heat around the subject to benefit one bias. You know, if you spend just 10 minutes a day researching one issue on the internet with the right search words, you can get more information than the media will give you in a year. But it's up to you to take the time to seek out the truth. That's the big one here. If you're not going to take the time to seek out the truth, then you have to feed from the trough of garbage. You've got a media that dismisses the grotesque response to chaos that was created by Antifa, by BLM, this lawlessness that is now established in the urban areas where people could just walk up to a woman and punch her on the street. That's not a game.
Yeah.
That's assault and battery. Why aren't they being charged and why aren't they going having their day in court?
Yeah, it's a total deterioration, you know, right before our very eyes. Well, I'll tell you what, we got one more caller, Frank. We got Jack in Tampa. Jack, we got about a minute, so if you have a quick question for Frank, he'll be able to respond. Good morning.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, boy, I got to really condense it then. I'll just give you the one quick question I had is regarding Israel. Obviously, you know, anybody who studies this, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, they all believe in Abraham as their first prophet. They all believe that Jesus was real. Of course, only Christians believe he's the true Savior, but they all think he was a good prophet. And Jesus gave the commandment of love one another, and none of them are following that. We're all fighting, you know, everybody's fighting everybody. So my question is, obviously, again, this the history there goes way back. Both sides do have a claim to that land. Why can't they just split it?
Good question.
And done with this. Because just continue killing each other just creates more hatred.
Good question. We appreciate it, Jack. And we'll let Frank respond here real quick. We're glad to talk with you. We'll talk with you again soon. What do you think, Frank? Unfortunately, we're starting to run out of time, but what do you think?
It's an easy answer. The Palestinians don't want it. The Islamists don't want it. The Quran that commands them to conquer the world for Islam.
Indeed. Well, Frank Silvato, we're glad you're back. We're glad you're feeling better. And take care. We're going to talk again on Monday, my friend.
You stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care.
If you like the podcast, subscribe, leave a comment, rate it if your platform lets you. Be sure to head on over to undergroundusa.com to sign up for our Substack, which comes straight to you, circumventing the censors and the fact checkers, because we both know that they're worthless, and that's been proven over time. And be sure to pick up your copy of Nullification, the Case for Decentralizing the Federal Government, available in Kindle and paperback over at Amazon.com. You're listening to Underground USA. My name is Frank Silvato, and we will be back right after this.
This podcast is a production of the Compass Point Group.